we don't need a disclaimer for Jesse Miller. Welcome to the Artist Corner. It's a Monday edition of the Mornings with Ed show. Delighted to have you with us. He's the son of an expert woodworker, and if you haven't gone by the sawdust yet, you absolutely must stop by his booth. He's a terrific mixed media artist, and in many people's humble opinion, one of the best that we've ever had here in town. And no, he's shaking his head. No, clearly humble. Clearly modest. Welcome to the Artist Corner, Jesse Miller.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Thank you for being here early. My understanding from our conversation here in the first couple of minutes is you're not generally a morning guy.
No, that is the truth. No, I'm not, but I'm happy to be here, and I like getting up early and getting it going when I have to and when I need to, and it's good. I got the whole day ahead of me.
Right. So. So when you're up early, when you have to get up early, how do you prepare the night before? Prepare the night before? Were you sleeping in the car downstairs in the parking lot?
I can never, ever get good sleep when I know I have to be up super early. It's like that alarm. I don't even need to set it. It's just, it's terrible. I'm like, I know I have to, I don't ever sleep when I have to get up early.
Okay. All right. Well, again, man, we really appreciate you being here. We've been wanting you here for a while because rolling by your booth at the Sawdust, your art speaks to us, man. No kidding. Your ability to put so many different mediums, am I using the proper term, together?
That was great.
Where does this happen in the head? And again, I'll ask you about the process in a minute, but where does this creative juice come from?
Good question. It stems from a lot of things. My environment, mainly, I guess. I'm a product of my environment. Growing up in a wood shop and coming up around the shop and the tools. And, you know, if I had grown up in a metal shop, all the stuff you see at Sawdust might be completely different. You know what I mean? So I grew up in a wood shop and around glass and painting. And I kind of put all the things that were around me together to make what I do unique and different and fun for me.
Right. You also grew up in Costa Mesa, which lends to the fact that you a lot of your art is surf art or surf-inspired art or ocean-inspired art.
100%.
If you'd have grown up in the central of Nebraska, that wouldn't be the case?
it definitely wouldn't be who I am today for sure. And I was the luckiest guy in the world, and I still am, to grow up in Costa Mesa. I call Laguna my home for the last 20 years. But growing up in Costa Mesa in, you know, the late to mid 90s was amazing. It was the hub of every surf industry. You know, you had Volcom, you had Quiksilver and Billabong. They were all the hubs of all the surf industry was right in my backyard. And that's how I came up doing graphic design. And that's kind of where I got my footing to be an actual professional artist was because I lived in the area that I did, and I came from a great family that was inspiring and, was always helping me with my way. And so I was just real lucky.
Right, right. So your father was a woodworker.
Yes.
And you started you got your start with graphic design. You got your start with graphic design in all of these surf companies or with many of these surf companies?
Yes. Yes. And so I was just a real stroke of luck. I was going to Costa Mesa High at the time. They had like a junior high into high school program. So I was there, and then I had an opportunity to transfer to Newport Harbor, which was just a total godsend. My brother was kind of a bad seed, I guess you could say, and they asked him to leave the school, and they said, hey, at the time it was almost impossible to transfer schools. And they came to my parents and they're like, look, Trevor, my brother, they were like, he's a problem. We want him to leave the school. And if he does, we'll transfer you, no problem. And then my parents, they talked to me and they're like, look, we're going to transfer Trev. Do you want to go or do you want to stay? And I was like, that's a big decision. I'd like to go. I'm always in for new adventure. I had good friends and everything was good at where I was, but I was like, yeah, let's try this out. And it turned out to be the best thing that ever happened to me. Because I went to Newport Harbor, it opened up so many doors, opened up the possibilities to work with all the surf companies. I met friends who were sponsored surfers, you know, who were my age that kind of got me a foot in the door for all that. And kind of
a right place at the right time. Exactly. You made the right turn. Instead of turning left, you made a right or whatever, and there you were, man.
I am goofy foot and left-handed, so I'm definitely always going the wrong way, you know? But thank goodness the wrong way has turned out to be the right way.
My brother was a lot like your brother, actually.
Oh, such a leg up having an older brother.
It really
just
is.
Kicked your, you know, yourself into shape the whole way down.
I would show up to class first day of school and whatever, whether it was junior high or high school, and they got the last name, so they'd shout out the last name, and they go, "Oh, are you related to Sergio?" And then, then once you say automatically you're profiled.
Dude, 100%.
They profile you.
Every single time teacher that I have, they're like, "Oh, Jesse Miller? Maybe Trevor Miller's like, yeah, that's my brother." They're like, "You're going to sit in the front right now." I was like, that wasn't so good, but I won him over, and I got it, you know, and it always turned out to be a blessing.
Same here. Right on. So your art, as when it's when you're a graphic artist, what is the difference the creative difference that you think of from two dimensional to the amazing three dimensional stuff that you currently do? What's that transformation like?
Yeah, I was doing a lot of graphic stuff at that time. Like I said, in high school, I was doing graphic design and doing t-shirt designs, and initially, I wanted to work on canvas and do painting, and I didn't feel like I had the right tools and the equipment to do that, you know. And a friend of mine jammed me up once, and he was like, "Why aren't you doing paintings on canvas?" And I was like, "I don't have the money. I don't have the canvas or paints." And he was like, "Dude, I will buy you the paints and the brushes." And a good friend of mine, John Lewis, shout out, great guy.
Hey, John.
He got me going. He bought me all the stuff. I created like my very first painting on canvas, which he still has. And that is really what opened the door to actually get to where I am now with the three-dimensional and all the other stuff.
Right. That's pretty tight. And then the thought of and I've had the audience before you came on early this morning. You were probably still sleeping when I said it.
Yeah.
I told the audience to go online and check out your work, which is... when you see it online, it's wonderful. But it's not like seeing it up close.
Yeah, it's crazy. The three-dimensional and the mixed media stuff that I do, it's amazing. I love to be able to show it, but really to see it in person, it's just from every angle, and I try to make it this experience in a weird way with the dimensional aspects of the mixed media. It's more of a personal interaction when you're actually seeing it in person.
All right. I might fumble this question because I'm trying to describe it as I ask it, but your ability to half frame a beautiful portrait that you've done or a painting, which do you do first? Do you come up with the size of what you're doing and then frame it within, or do you paint it first and then look to frame it after?
Yeah, it always sort of depends, I guess. You know, a lot of times, it all starts with the sketch in the book, of course, and then I kind of go from there, and I'm like, well, this is kind of showing me this landscape kind of view, but can I flip it in this weird way? And if I hang it at an angle, can I, square it off with the frame? And I've always thought that there are way too many perfectly framed paintings out there in the world. How can I do it different? You know what I mean? The world doesn't need any more perfectly framed paintings. It needs difference.
Right.
You know, that's what I try to do.
That's what I, you got it. You nailed exactly why I love it. It's so creative, man. It is just something that no one else thought of before. And that's the master of artistry right there, is creating something that no one else has thought of before. I mentioned earlier, your father was an expert woodworker.
Yes, still is.
Okay.
And I still learn from him, and we share shop space up in Santa Ana actually to this day. And that guy's, he's a madman.
Are there times where you'll be working on a piece and he goes, let me show you something.
He's so good about it. Like, I have to jam him up and be like, give me some feedback, give me some criticism. You know, he's good like that. But he hits me up when he knows I'm cutting corners. That's for sure. It's good to have that.
When people come to you with an idea, let's say you've taken on a client of some kind that wants something specific, what's that timeline look like?
It's always different, you know. Sometimes I'm working, sometimes whatever I'm involved with, I'm working a lot of commissions and different projects. So it just depends on what I have on plate. But I love doing the commission stuff with people and working with people and their vision. That's my favorite part, is especially with the mixed media and those commission art, really fine art pieces, because it drives me to a new place where I wouldn't have thought of, you know, where they're like, I want this,
right?
Or I, you know, in this kind of shape or that. And they're like, I want a monkey riding a pickle through space. And I was like, yeah, I would never think of that, but okay, let's do it. You know? And I'm like, wow, now I'm doing it. I love it. You know, I wouldn't have thought of that, but I like it.
I'd like you to meet my friend, the psychologist over here, who's going to define exactly why you want that monkey riding a pickle through space. Weird. That's pretty cool.
So I enjoy that part of it for sure. That's what I love about the commissions, you know, getting a fresh perspective. You know, I don't want to be caught in the same thing that I'm always doing.
Right.
And getting feedback from people, whether it be commissions or talking with people, sawdust is a big part of it.
Right. And being able to, and I want our audience to know right now, if you haven't yet gone online and checked out his work, go online and check. What is your website?
It's jmillerart.com.
Go on to that and check it out, and you will absolutely be calling him up and want a piece made, man. Because as soon as I went through your stuff, I went, yeah, I got to have a piece made.
Yeah, from furniture to all kind of stuff. I do a lot. All graphic stuff. I like doing it all. So
even the stained glass windows. And the designs for your stained glass now, is that, and I don't want to say more difficult, but is it harder to be creative with a stained glass?
No, it's all different types of mediums and constructs within those mediums, you know, and doing leaded glass is a perfect example of that, I guess, because there's certain rules once you build a window one time, the certain things that you have to follow for certain reasons to how it's built and how it's made and how it goes together. And you kind of, you find yourself within those constructs of how it needs to go and how you can push those boundaries. And that's what makes every medium fun, whether it be woodworking or stained glass or printing or anything. That's what's great.
Something that caught my eye is that you paint on natural slabs of wood and you incorporate the grain of the wood with, for instance, the wave that's rolling over.
Yeah.
That comes from a lifetime at the beach.
Yeah, 100%.
You absolutely feel the ocean.
Exactly. And working with the raw, that's what I love about painting on the wood too, just letting the elements in that material speak for itself and letting that material guide you in that process, you know, where it's like, okay, well, I'm painting a wave maybe on this slab, but now the grain's doing this, so I'm going to kind of go that way with it and react and it becomes a synergistic kind of thing, which is nice.
Right. Do you find yourself working on a bunch of different projects at the same time?
Yeah, all the time.
Because you're the guy that can't lay flat on his back either, right? It's like, all right.
No, I do not sit idle well. Yeah, I feel your pain. Literally.
All right. And are you working on anything right now that will be seen in your booth later this summer?
Yeah. I mean, I'm constantly working on stuff. I have a bunch of pieces constantly in the works of all mediums. And I'm working on a bunch of commission stuff and some other. The rest of the year when I'm not doing sawdust, I do a lot of like design and build for commercial and residential spaces with some partners and friends of mine that we do build outs and stuff. So I'm all doing that. I like sawdust because it's like an excuse to be like, yeah, I'm doing all that the rest of the year, but in the summertime, I'm drinking beer and I'm selling art, so I'm chill.
I'm having
summer.
A good time.
Yeah, it is. I need to have that. Some of it.
I can't say this often enough that it is. It's a gem. The Sawdust Art Festival is a gem because, oh my God, we have artists like you. We have insane baller talent within the confines of the sawdust. And spending a summer walking through there is just amazing, man. It's a gem.
It is. And it's just so amazing to be a part of that legacy, you know, and I'm so grateful for it.
How long have you been there?
I've been there since 2008 was my first year, and I've taken a couple years off here and there. I took the last 2 years off and I'm back and it's great.
All right.
I'm having a great time. I'm stoked. And I, you know, plan to be there for many more.
I want our listeners to roll by your booth. Where is your booth?
I'm up at the very back aisle, kind of near the waterfall. It's 514. I'm one in from the corner on the back aisle.
The back by the waterfall. That's where you want
to
be, man.
Top of the stairs. You can actually see my booth from the gate, actually. It's the weirdest spot. Like, if you're standing at the gate and you have a line of sight through the main aisle, you can see my booth almost. You can see paintings on the wall. It's crazy.
Very.
I didn't even know until it happened.
Very, very cool. Give us your web address again. Give us your website.
Yeah, jmillerart.com and the Instagram also @jmillerart has a lot more stuff too. I'm always updating that.
I should mention you created the poster. I'm not going to let you go yet, dude. Don't even think you're getting out of that chair yet.
I'm not going anywhere. We got the sun coming in.
Feeling good. Oh, by the way, I got to tell you, that glass behind you, the colored glass, when the sun comes up over that hill in the morning, it sets off this kaleidoscope of amazing colors on the canvas.
I'm feeling right at home. It's a stained glass kind of situation, right, which I bet you can appreciate. There you go. I can, for sure. This is amazing. Yeah. I mean, I never thought I would be this happy to be up this early.
So
I'm basking in this stained glass light.
I don't want to push you toward anything, but I want you to keep this in mind as you're creating. Keep this image in mind as you're creating here in the future. You also did the poster for the Bluebird concert in the park yesterday.
I did, yes. That was an amazing show. All my good homies out there, the Great North Special. I do a lot of artwork for those cats. I did the poster yesterday for the concert in the park at Bluebird.
Right.
I think they had a couple of years off. They weren't doing it for a while, and now they're back. And so that was just a great thing to be a part of. And
packing them in, man. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
It was a good time.
And you also do CD and CD art and album cover art.
Yeah,
you would have been great in the 70s with album covers, man. I swear.
Oh, yeah. I know. I love all those guys. Huge inspiration. All Roger Dean, and of course, Rick Griffin and Bill Ogden. All the guys I love pay homage to, too.
Victor Moscoso?
Oh, yes, okay. Yes, Mouse Kelly, all the San Francisco cats, dude, for sure. Big influence.
Lee Conklin?
Dude, that's an obscure one, dude. I like that you know that. Dude, Lee Conklin, he's the man, dude. Not a lot of people know that name.
I have a cool bird in my ear every once in a while. Lee Conklin. Okay.
Dude, nice.
All right, we've been talking to Jesse Miller. Jesse Miller, this amazing mixed media artist. You have to stop by the Sawdust. As you're standing in the front, you can almost see him all the way in the back. All right, man. Hey, thank you for getting up early. Thank you for coming down here. Okay. Anytime you want to roll in here, man, let's sit down and chat.
Yeah, I'm happy to do so.
All right. Artist Corner is brought to you by the folks at the Sawdust Artist Festival, and that goes on now through August 28th. We'll see you all summer, Jesse.
Thank you.
8:16 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed Show.